Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so the police had a press conference. The calls are here. Hello, caller. I see you there.
There's no sound. Okay.
Nine seven eight 8025, you're live on the air.
Hi, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to call and tell you I still think it's makeup, Rob. I still think it's makeup.
You do?
I really do, but you have to wait for the rest to come out. But I really believe it is makeup.
Well, do you think he got what he wanted, though, in like a weird way or no?
To be honest, Armand, I don't even think that. I really don't even think that's the truth. I still believe he's protecting somebody. I still believe Lee Daniels may have told him to say that. It's about money. So if you want a raise, you would really do all of this instead of just going straight to Lee Daniels himself. You guys need to be close, maybe closer than we expect. They might have had something going on. I don't think that it was because of a raise. I really believe that that is just a cover excuse. I really think it has to do with the show as a whole, because the whole season, Star and Empire, was both going down the drain. So I still believe that Jesse's covering for Lee Daniels, and I really believe that Lee Daniels is probably telling him behind the scenes, wait till this blows over. Trust me, I got you financially. You'll have a job, even if you do end up getting a couple months in jail. I don't think Jesse will get any jail time. I think he's going to have to pay restitution. But the crime, I mean, the issue is what's going to happen to him after public persona, how society.
Are you? It sounds like you're a little muffled. You sound a little muffled.
Okay, hold on. Let me take out this speaker. Can you hear me?
Not that well.
Okay,
no.
Hold on. Let me turn off this Bluetooth since you can't hear me.
Okay.
Hold on. One second.
Yes. Make sure you guys like, share, and most importantly, subscribe. Okay. We're getting to some things. Today is my Friday, guys. So you guys might not see me this week. Yes.
That's better. Okay. I think that his punishment is going to be how society views him after everything blows over. I really think he's just going to pay restitution, but I don't think that that's the real reason why he did that. Really, 100% though.
So you think he's protecting somebody, but you know, they cut him out of a lot of scenes on Empire though. So I think he's lost that job.
Lee Daniels has to do that for public persona. Y'all forget that Lee Daniels is the one at the top. He is the one at the top of the pyramid. Jesse Smollett is just a pawn. So he's going to back away, Lee Daniels. He's going to keep quiet. But I can almost guarantee he's the one who's behind all of it. So now Jesse can fall for everything. And, I mean, he's, what, 36 years old? Maybe he might be on some drugs. But I really believe that Lee Daniels telling him, you know, just hang in there. I got you. You know, we'll cut your scenes temporarily. But listen, in life, people will forget. People will forget. And I strongly believe that's what Lee Daniels was telling him. This is big now, but wait till the flyer blows over, and I got you. I 100% really believe that in my heart and my soul. But with all due respect, this is sociopathic behavior. Jesse, I mean, as cute and handsome as he is, I mean, I'm a female. I think, with all due respect, homie, he's a sociopath. When the whole world knows that you, when the whole world knows you're lying, but you're continuing with it, what do you call that, come on? What do you call that? And then on top of that, you're on public television saying an opposite story. He was caught saying, telling Robin Roberts that he walked into the hospital and he walked out. But he, at his concert, when he said he was a gay tupa, he told the audience that he was driven there by his manager. So which one is it?
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know what I mean? I don't know.
We're
going to
be following
you...
this story until the end. So
more,
we're going to see how this all unfolds. Wow.
More tips are coming out. More tips are coming out. I still fully believe it was makeup. I really, really, really do. And
I don't
know.
You think it was makeup?
Listen, I still believe it. Listen, Homie is smart. He's smart, but he's not that smart. You saw a little, did you see a little line under his right face? Under his right cheek, like a little scar?
Yeah.
You don't think that makeup could do that? Come on. You don't, listen, there's really good, expensive makeup in the industry. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
You know, stand out your chair. I love you, my mom.
All right, thank you.
I
love
you
for calling. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, I mean, so, you know, she said it's makeup. I don't know, but, you know, we're waiting to see. I hope it is makeup so we can just, so I can fall off this motherfucking chair. Because if it is makeup, I'm falling all out of this motherfucking chair. Okay? Period. I'm dead serious. Okay, let's take another caller. 501-1569, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Oh, my God. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm so excited to talk to you. I've been calling, I've been tripping, all kinds of shit going on, okay? But anyway.
Listen,
yo,
I be doing the same thing. So what's going on?
I know I be cracking up with the technical difficulties, but you still be like, that's cool. Don't worry about nothing. We got you. So, Jesse, I'm so mad at you. Have you ever been watching a good-ass movie and you be ready to be like, punch somebody through the screen? So that's how
yes.
I feel about this situation. Because, like, come on, man. We already get looked at as us as black people, you feel me? We already get
uh-huh.
looked at as, dang, you know, oh, well, they're already going to be setting up people to fail. And, you know what I'm saying? We get looked at as we going to get over on the next person anyways. Like, why would you do this out of all things to do? Come on, man. Why is you really
yeah.
crying wolf? And then if you didn't get beat up, that's even worse. You couldn't, you, Lord have mercy. Help me, God, because you done paid these people to beat you up, and now the lady done says that you got makeup on and all. They couldn't even do that right. Please. Jesse, sit that ass down.
Right. Like, what are you doing?
Man.
And then if I don't think you were the pawn, why would you allow them to let you be the fall guy? Like, why would you sign up for that? Like, what would make you sign up for that? Even if that's the case, what would make you sign up for that? Who
He's
told
like,
you that
what?
That
I
was
volunteer.
A good idea?
I'm gonna volunteer right now to just totally wreck my shit. It's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't need
yeah,
none of this shit.
Life.
Just throw the whole
just
operation
fuck,
in the trash. Fuck
everything,
my life.
Everything. Fuck my whole entire life. For you.
I'm so mad.
For you, nigga.
I'm ready
for
to
you.
Jump through the screen.
Like,
mm-hmm.
what?
I can't do it. I didn't throw his whole everything in the trash. You know, no, we're going to replace his ass with somebody else. Okay? Well, yeah. Return the tender. We don't want it. I'm sorry, but I just had to get that off my chest. I know you got other people, man. Thank
yes,
you for talking
thank
to
you.
Me.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Like, seriously. Like, throw the whole operation. Just throw your whole shit away. Because like, everybody keeps saying, well, he's the fall guy. He's the fall guy. Well, who would want that job? How much does that pay? How much does the fall guy pay? Like, is that a position? Like, how much do you get paid for that? And where do you sign up? Like, what's the benefit of that? Like, that's like just certain things in life I don't think I ever need to do. You know, there's no amount of money that I would need for me to be the fall guy. It just, what? It just wrecked my whole life for you or for that's stupid. So hopefully that's not the case. But, I mean, there's no smart way outside of this. There's no smart way out of this. There's no smart way out of this. No matter which way you try to enter this motherfucking situation, it's all stupid. Let's take another caller. 919-3340. You're live on the air. I'm cracking up.
Hey, what's good,
Hello?
Bro?
What's going on?
Man, nothing, bro. You was in my recommended videos. Like, keep doing your thing. Hey, that nigga is fucking retarded, man.
Right.
I didn't even know who Jesse Smollett was until this whole situation. I'm like, bro, what?
Uh-huh. His car just dropped. Well, try calling us back. Jesse, you are officially... But if, in fact, it was he wanted a larger salary, then I definitely could see that he got what he wanted with this publicity stunt. I don't know if it's going to help his salary, but the publicity stunt has happened. And in hindsight, it's worked. You got the publicity, but I don't know if this was the publicity that he wanted, or was it? Was it? Like, seriously, you got to think about it. What kind of publicity did you expect to come out of this? If you wanted this shit to be, and you went with the hopes of it being recorded by a camera, you wanted the world to know this. This is why you called the police. You called the police. You wanted an investigation done. You wanted to be caught. He wanted to be caught. I'm telling you. That's what I'm going with. Jesse Smollett wanted this. That's why I feel like he had a mental breakdown. He might be on drugs. He might be suicidal. We might have to watch out for Jesse Smollett. Honestly, we don't know what's going through these niggas' minds. These celebrities be going through a lot of shit, I'm trying to tell you. Mentally, they are fucked up. And they be fucked up for a lot of different reasons. Some of them be fucked up because they too famous. Others be fucked up because they used to be too famous, and now they not famous enough, so they wish they could be too famous so they could be fucked up too famous. Like, I'm telling you, he could have wanted this in some sick, twisted way. This could probably be filling some type of void. Okay, let's take another caller. 214-1690. You're live on the air.
Hello, from Dallas, Texas.
Hi.
Hello. You know, you have to also, and I don't know if anyone else mentioned this, but adding those undertones of it being also somewhat political, you know, he had the guys by the red hat that, you know, make America great again, and there was kind of a lot of things that went on in different states after that people were wanting to retaliate against people who supported Trump because of this attack. Kind of like those kids that were at the press conference and they only showed one angle. They went to that Catholic school that happened recently, and then you flip it and then they see what really happened, and it could have created it. And from what I understand, there were some incidences of violence against people simply because he had made a big effort to make people think that this had to do with Trump. And we had Ann Coulter on the news and all of these big news people that jumped on this, and they were like, this is one of the side effects of what's going on because of Trump. So mm-hmm. you've got a political statement. You've got somebody attacking him for his sexual orientation. And did he get what he wanted? I don't
yeah.
think he quite saw it going this way, but now everyone's talking about him.
Everybody's talking about him.
Yeah, they're all talking about him. But at the end of the day, is a production company or TV going to want to jump into the middle of that political and social thing that he did? Does that make him safe to work on their network? Does it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it included race, it included mm-hmm. sexual orientation, and politics.
That's why I feel like this was definitely a publicity stunt, because of those three things
yeah.
right there. That was definitely, there was no way that you could have thought of including all three of those things with your celebrity, and this wasn't going to make national news. And then it was just going to just go over smooth. Like, that, there's no way. Like, he could have single-handedly divided the country again.
Right.
Like, we could have.
Some of the people in the chat, no, I'm actually not a Trump supporter. I voted Democrat. But see, they're like, get her off the phone. She supports Trump. That's how inflamed we are right now with politics. And no,
we support
actually,
everybody here. We support
Democrats.
Trump supporters.
Yes.
We support Democrats. Everybody can talk
yes.
here.
Yeah. And, you know, what I support is the truth. And
mm-hmm.
what I am saying is I hate to see that other people around the nation were getting hurt because they were lashing out at, there was a kid who was wearing a red hat that didn't even say anything mm-hmm. about Make America Great. And right after that happened, he like got his ass kicked at school, and they brought up the whole Jesse Smollett thing. And so, you know, it kind of took some people down a rabbit hole, I guess. So.
Yes, but you brought up some very good points, caller. Thank you for including that.
Thank
because
you
you're
so
very
much.
True. Thank you. Bye.
You
have a
great
day.
Day.
Bye. All right, that was some good points. Let's get into some things. 870-9507. Did Jesse Smollett get what he wants? What do you want to say?
First and foremost, this is Tennessee. How you doing?
How you doing, Tennessee?
Well, I'm going to let you know. I'm agreeing
okay.
with the other caller. I'm agreeing with the other caller. This was a false flag. And they do a lot of that in the world where they make you think something happened so you could feel a certain way so they can push their agenda.
Okay.
The agenda oh. was on Jesse Hass is to push the Democrat Party because the Democrats support LGBT. The Democrats are the one that believe that this is that, and they push that agenda. Him and also he saw a double conundrum, which is basically he could push that agenda, but also he can get a bigger salary for being the gay Tupac. He can be well known as the guy who made it and went through diversity and was mentally and physically abused, and yet he still stood strong, went on Robin Givens and gave this perfect conversation piece. He's a strong actor, a gay black strong actor. But the thing about it is, He failed to realize something. He thought he's pretty big. And so an actor that's well-known on television, the police going to put that extra umph on it. They want to know what's going on for real. So that's why they had 12 investigators investigating. 12? Have you ever heard an assault that had 12 investigators on it?
No, and national news.
And national news, so he's an actor who's well-known on a top-rated show. They're going to put the little extra on it. They're going to check every camera. They're going to look at every angle. And what he
thought
was
going to
be. So
let me ask you this. When it's over, all said and done, the dust has settled, the smoke has cleared, are you still going to stand with your brother, Jesse Smollett?
No.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And if it was a black man being assaulted and he said he was assaulted and he's not part of no community, just a regular black man, and I found out this black man in Tennessee wasn't assaulted and he made this lie up, he's disinvolved. Because you put more cause, you put more damage to the cause than advocating the cause. You make the cause look like it's nothing but bullshit. And now you're going to make everybody who believes that anything that happens to a gay man, they're going to second guess it. Is it a Smollett situation? They're going to look back at it with the cold eyes. Is it one of these situations? You made what you thought you were advocating, you just threw back 10 steps. All because of your lie. So now it's going to be that second hand of it's going into the arena like when women get sexually assaulted and how is she really assaulted when the black woman said those Duke boys up in North Carolina assaulted and found out she was lying. Now it's looking like is it really assault? They second guessing it rather than taking the actual person word for what it is. You're throwing salt in the game that we got to pick out the salt, but you throw a big ass handful in it. Now you just threw it back some. So guess what? To me, I believe the LGBTQ to disembowel this nigga. Say we don't even like this. He should not be. They should disembowel him. Period. Dave, he told this lie, and we don't agree with this lie, and we're not bagging up this bullshit. And he shouldn't be treated like that. He's living in fairyland. He went and got his boyfriend to go beat him up lightly in the middle of a Christian cult.
Oh,
so the thing about it is you're not the gay Tupac to me. It's like my man said this morning, you're the gay Mr. Rogers living in fairyland. You're telling bold-faced lies. And the bold-faced lies you told can throw back a community. He did a triple threat on us. He threw back the gay community. He threw back the black community with the noose. Now they're going to look at people who get hate crimes against them, who against black people. Now, was it really a hate crime like that? Was it really like he threw back a whole lot of stuff for his salary? Hey, you don't get your bitch ass out of here. You don't go with that bullshit. Because
well,
now
do you think
did
he's
going to
have a future after this? So where does he go after this?
And I'm going to be on the real. If he's smart and he got a good publicist and good people in his corner, he go check his ass in a 30-day program, say he was on drugs, and come out, give one of these sincere apologies or written out by the publicist apology, and then go do the little time he's going to get, because he's going to get some time, because Chicago is pissed off. So he's going to do at least 6 months.
Chicago is
they pissed off. They pissed off. So he's going to do 6 months. He come out of that 6 months and give this little go back on the Today Show and give that he was on drugs real tough and he suffered from manic depression and people will forgive him and he give his little cute smile and gets back. He's back in the show again. He's back on top again.
Well, do
and
you
he's
think
got
we
the
have
attention.
To? Hold on. Well, no. Because then it goes back to what he got the attention again, which goes to my point. Do you think he ultimately got what he wanted out of all of this? Like, think about it. Out of all of this, like what you just said right there, that would mean then what he set out to do, he did.
He got. He's a worldwide subject across the board.
That's what I'm saying.
He's on every channel. He got what he wanted. And guess what? Because he's a worldwide subject, and they can promote it on Empire. Jesse is coming back after his long spin in prison and such and such. He's got himself together, and he's back on Empire. And that put Empire back on top. Like I agree with the other lady. This is a Lee Daniels thing. This is Empire is dying. A major star on Empire just got into a controversy where it made it worldwide.
Because
now you
all
mentioned
right,
Jesse, you mentioned Empire. Okay.
Got to move on. Thank you, baby. And how you doing?
All right. Pete, how you doing?
Bye. All right. Yeah, listen. Like, we get, like, what's literally happening, like, right now with the Make America Great Again and the gay and the hate crime and the black. But the question that I'm asking is ultimately, even if he didn't set out for it to go this far, we know that he wanted publicity. Did he get what he wanted? The biggest publicity. This is the most publicity that Jesse Smollett could have ever had. at this time. And this is literally like national news. It gets no bigger than this. There's no way. Something is telling me in his mind it either slipped and he was like, fuck it. If I'm going to go out in history. And I'm just going to go out. Like, these artists, I'm telling you, they think so weird. They get fed up. Like, take your mind out of a place of just the average working like human being that's just like, all right, that's logical. This is not logical. Put your mind in the headspace of someone who that's shot up to superstardom and the world knew who they were. They know their names. They've become the upper echelon of people, and they have all this access to life. And then it slowly starts to dwindle away. And then you start seeing other younger, more vibrant, better people. But you still want that. And that's all you can do, because you can't go back. You can't go back to being regular old Jussie Smollett. Can't go work at the local bank. So you have a team. They tell you, we need a buzz. And he just maybe took it too far. But ultimately, he got what he wanted. Like, the whole world is talking about Jussie Smollett. Now, what he does with it after this, I think that's what they're trying to work out right now. So, what's the damage control plan look like? So, the damage is done. How do we use this to our benefit? I'm convinced. I'm convinced this is a strategic plan. 678-6199. You're live on
the
air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to say I absolutely 100% agree with you. I think he might not have set out for it to go this far, but he is getting exactly what he set out for. He's been plotting this for who knows how long. I'm not for one bit convinced that they weren't going to write him out of Empire. I think they just said that because they were unsure of whether he was a victim or not. But I think he knew his career was hitting the shit, and he's like, okay, what can I do? Because to me, he's always read as a narcissist, and he's been very self-absorbed and, you know, calling himself the gay Tupac, almost like he wants to be made a martyr of. He wants to be some sort of LGBT cape crusader of some sort. And I think, you know, when he saw that, all right, I'm not getting the Trump type of tease that I'm setting out for, so I'm going to take this for what it is, and I'm going to get on TV and I'm going to say, you know, everybody, I am so upset because everybody's not believing me, but there ain't shit to believe. And he knows that. His arrogance in his interview, all of those things was really telling. And, you know, like I always say, go for the victim, believe them. But I never once believed his story. Not once. Even when they had the video proof and all of that, I'm like, this dude is lying. So I think he is getting what he is set out to get. I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to get into movies after they blow this whole thing over. I don't think he's going to get to do any time. I think there's probably going to be a fine or something like that. But I don't think, you know, he may get kicked out of Empire, but I think this whole publicity stunt, all of this, he's getting what he set out to do. Even with his tweets with Trump prior to this whole situation, a lot of his advocacies, even though it might seem like he was trying to be an advocate, I think he was doing this for his personal gain. To me, it seems like everything he does is for his gain. So I wouldn't be one bit surprised if he tries to spin this whole narrative. And then, you know, even in the press conference they did about his arrest, the cops said that the two men, the two Nigerian men, they wore gloves. So there's no way he would receive a scratch on his face from any sort of punch or anything he claimed to have received from them. So I don't believe it's makeup. I believe what the cop said when they said it must be a self-inflicted scratch. And you got to really think, if somebody is willing to self-inflict an injury on them to push a completely made-up story, that this
right.
person is terribly sick and will do anything
yes.
possible to push
yes.
whatever it is that they're setting out to do. So
right.
everybody just need to watch out, because I don't think Lee Daniels is a part of this. You know, I really don't. I think he got caught up with it and was probably trying to see how he could benefit from this publicity, because maybe he himself
yes.
believed Jesse, because Jesse seems to be the type of person, you get in a room with him, he could talk you out of anything. He has that type of vibe about him. So I
mm-hmm.
think Lee Daniels might have fell for it at first, but when he started to see things unfold, you see, he went and he deleted that shit. He was like, no, I'm not getting in this. So I'm pretty sure he himself was trying to see how he could capitalize off of that as well. But when he started to see, like, okay, this shit is going south, he started to put some distance between it. And I'm pretty sure that, because the police even said in the they even said in the press conference that there were other subpoenas that they were still waiting on information to come
mm-hmm.
back from those things. So who knows if they subpoenaed some records between Jesse and Lee. You know, like, we don't know.
Yeah.
So all we got to do is just sit back and watch this whole thing unfold. He's probably will put himself in some sort of mental thing. I don't think he will ever admit
yes.
that it was a lie. I think he is going to ride this all the
ride
way out.
Ride this thing
he's gonna,
out, because that's a part he's of
gonna,
the plan.
Mm-hmm.
You have
exactly.
to ride it out. He knew this was
he is going to
sticky.
Ride it out.
Yes.
That's right.
He committed. Because
he could have done so much. Once he did that, he made up in his mind from the
yes.
minute. I think this is what took him so long to call the police. Because in his mind, being the
yes.
narcissist that he is, I think
Come
he
on.
Had to take that hour and however much time he took and be like, okay, I'm about to call these people and tell them
and
this.
And I'm about
and,
to fucking break the world. Like, break
exactly,
the internet. I'm
and,
about to fuck it up.
That's right. And I think he sat there and he calculated this. And if he's smart, which I think he is, I do not think for one bit that he has a mental issue in the sense of a breakdown. I don't think it's a breakdown. I think he is sick. He is mentally sick. He is a narcissist to the fullest extent. I don't
yes.
think he is like crazy and stupid. I think he's very calculated, because I think he saw an opportunity, and he was like, okay, it didn't go the way I planned it to, but I'm going to ride this shit out, because that's what narcissists do. They don't apologize. They come up with another reason or another excuse to place blame elsewhere. So when he couldn't put the blame on Trump, he decided to even redact some of the stuff that he said, you know, from trying to make it seem like it was white people to, oh, no, I never said that. You know, when clearly he said they were pale, so it went from pale people to black, dark black chocolate, gorgeous Nigerian. I mean, come on now. You're going to
yeah.
know the voice of two men that you know. You know these men.
Well, we know
so
that. We definitely know he knows them. But you are 100% right where I feel like he made up in his mind that, you know what, I'm going to commit to this. And it may have not, it didn't go the way he may have wanted it to, but he also understood that it could go extremely
yes, he did.
Left. He knew that this
yep.
was a possibility. You cannot
yep, and I think he's prepared to
one
do
direction
it.
Without yes, 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 yes. You cannot consider the good without considering the bad. So if you thought it was going
right.
to work, you had to think about what if not? How bad could it be? And he was willing.
Yep, and
to
what? And he knew he was willing. That's why there was no problem
and
with him turning himself in.
No, and I'm sure before he even did that, he probably looked up before this whole thing happened. Okay, if this goes bad and I go to jail for this, what's the maximum?
What I do time. Mm-hmm.
How, yes.
That's
yes,
right. That's right.
Yes, yes. Yes. I'm telling you.
All right. Well,
yes,
I just called to give my
true.
2 cents, because I agree
yes.
with you, Armand, all
yes.
the way.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Yes. I'm telling you. Yes. That is what happened. I know this. This motherfucker. Mate, like she said, he might be so like sick in his mind to where it's like you are that narcissistic, or you are that you want the fame. Like, you need, I think it's a combination of both. But he was willing to commit to this lie. I don't think he's going to apologize either, and it's definitely not going to be sincere. He knew this was going to happen. And if he didn't know this exact thing was going to happen, he knew that this was a possibility that it could go this far, and he was willing to still do it and go through with it. Because you remember when the reports first came out, and I've been saying this from the beginning, it was one word or one little sentence that made me be like, okay, something is not right. And I'm going to tell you, it was when he was at his apartment, and after the incident, he said his manager came to the apartment, and then together they agreed to call the police. This was like an hour after. Like, what do you mean? How do you agree? Why are you agreeing upon something? I've been saying this the whole time. There is no agreeing on calling the police if I've been attacked. Call the motherfucking police now. We don't need to agree upon that. But that agreed was like, okay, so are we going through with this? We've weighed the pros, we've weighed the cons. It can go this way or it can go extremely left. Are you willing to go through the fire? Is it worth it? What do you want to do? Jesse was like, this is what we want to do. You sure? Are you ready? Because the world is about to stop. Yes, let's make the call. The call was made, and boom, here we have it. I'm telling you, I just feel like that's what it is. This is definitely a stunt. 619-4205, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting here laughing to myself because I think people forget the era that we live in. We live in an era where the lie is so much more entertaining than the truth.
Yes.
So for them to be surprised by Jesse Smollett's actions is funny to me. When I first saw this report, the moment he said it happened in Chicago, I was like, nigga, please. Because the racism in Chicago is not the racism of the South. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend nobody from the South, but what he described was straight from the South, how the attack supposedly happened. I believe Jesse took a playbook from all these other white actors and them and tried to play their game, you know? And if you don't understand what I mean by that, Kim Kardashian got famous from a sex tape. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that he pulled one of them and tried to go that far. The only thing Jesse didn't account for is the fact that because this was a issue and because he's a black man and because he's a part of the gay community, he wasn't expecting the Chicago PD to actually do some damn work. That's where he went wrong at. He thought that he was going to be able to sweep this under the rug. He thought that he was going to be able to be a hero. He didn't expect him to do work, and that's where he failed at. Now, will he survive this? He would definitely survive this because we live in an era of fake-ass outrage. People ain't as outraged as they think they are. And on top of that, every call, except for a few that I've heard, can't get over the whole Donald Trump thing and the whole black community thing. Like, that ain't where we going with this because it ain't that deep. It's only as deep as Jesse Smollett wanted attention. Jesse Smollett wanted extra attention. And he used everybody's trigger button because he hit three different communities' trigger buttons. He hit victims of hate crime. Mm-hmm. He hit the gay community. And he hit the black community. All he did was hit our trigger buttons to try to be alone with him. But Jesse will survive this. And the way he's going to survive it is the same way the white folks survive it. He's going to go to counseling. He's going to say what he did was wrong. And they're going to get over it. Because that's how fake outrage works in this world.
And boom, he's the infamous Jesse Smollett. Going down in history forever.
That's how it works. Because that's how I've been working with everybody else. On one enemy, I do want punishment for what he did because he harmed a lot of people, not indirectly with what he did. But at the same time, I want them to have that same energy that they have with Laquan McDonald, that they have with Cornerstone Caroline. I want them to keep that energy, though. But on the same end, he do need something for what he did. But in this society that we live in, he's still going to work. Because people are only fake outraged by shit. Nobody's really offended by anything anymore.
Wow. So do you think that Jesse Smollett ultimately got what he wanted?
Yeah, he did. He got the attention that he wanted, and people don't understand. Negative publicity is even better than good publicity these days.
Mm-hmm.
People ain't paying attention to that. When you do something negative, you get more clicks, you get more views,
mm-hmm.
you get more support than when you do something positive. And
mm-hmm.
it's fucked up that it's like that, but that's exactly what he did. He latched on to people's feelings. He latched on to the negativity, and I guarantee you this is not the last you will see of Jesse Smollett on your screens.
Oh,
guarantee it.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Come on, we get into some things today. That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling y'all, this man knew this was going to go this far. Well, even if he didn't know, like I said, he was prepared if it did. He was willing to endure all this smoke that he's getting, I'm telling you, for the fucking pub stunt. You got to be willing. You can't just bring in all those different demographics and think that it's just not going to, like, that there would be no kind of repercussion. There wasn't going to be any kind of boom. Let's take some more calls because we're going to take a couple more calls. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's going on?
Okay, so the way that I feel about the situation is I don't want to go in too hard, but
okay,
this is exactly what politics and political people have been doing since the beginning of time, and Jesse did the same thing, and y'all so mad at him for doing exactly what he did. And you know what, even though it wasn't right, his intentions were for the people. He was trying to do
mm-hmm.
it for the people. I know he was he has fame, he has money, he has that. Yeah, you're right, people do try to go hard so they can have more attention and stuff like that, but he was trying to bring attention to something else. The problem was is he should have never went to the police. If it would have worked out in his favor, then we all would have been a little bit, we would have got the attention we deserve for the stuff that really does happen. Because when it really does happen, we don't get near near this much attention. Not
okay.
even close. So he knows that because of who he is on TV, he took the fall for all of us to go through. He's not Jesus Christ. Let's not put him there. Obviously not. But he had a plan, like, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go through with it. They don't pay attention to nothing else that happens to us. They stage coups all the time. They drop bombs on people all over the world. And yet the whole world, the black community, the gay community, is going so hard about him lying. How many of y'all lie on your taxes every year? That is federal. How many of y'all lie on a lot of things from job applications to trying to get what you want in life? How many of y'all claim y'all sister's kids that y'all are not really taking care of because you're trying to get an agenda off of other people who work? Those are all lies, too. But you're doing it because you're trying to make something happen for yourself. When he did what he did, obviously it wasn't right, but he didn't know that them niggas was going to rat him out. He didn't know that they would turn on him. The other political people don't turn on each other. They hold those coups, and they stage it, and they ride it out to the end. He didn't have a good team with him. I'm not saying what he did was right, but nobody else would have been willing to take the fall. If Snoop Dogg would have done it, if a thug would have done it, they would be honorable. But because he did it, it's like, oh, you know, he's a scammer. Half of these people in the streets are scammers.
That wasn't Jesse's place to do that. Jesse didn't need to try to be the gay Martin Luther King. Nobody's that wasn't the thing to do. But he didn't have to do that because that's not going to work.
Of course it wasn't right. But do you know how many communities stick together and they say, this is what we're going to do and we're going to ride it out? The only difference is he went to the police. He should have never went to the police. Why did he do that? I don't know. That was the dumb part. He took it legally. If he would have let
then,
that
But at the same time, well, how are we going to find out? How are we going to find out?
We found out long before the police said anything. It was all over the internet before the police even said a word. They didn't even make a statement. The internet talks way faster than the police do. These people are getting their information from the internet. They're not sitting there looking up police reports, dockets, and showing up to court dates. They are literally listening to what he's talking about and what other people are talking about on the internet through memes, the Armand Wiggins show. We're all looking at the stuff through the internet. They're not sitting there waiting on no police. They don't like police no way. Half the community don't F with police no way. But
I think you have
a
very interesting point, though, because I do like that perspective, though, because, you know, had he been trying to do, like, so you were saying, like, he's like the black Harriet Tubman Or like the gay Harriet Tubman?
His intentions were not to try to get more fame. It was try to bring awareness to the stuff he feels that does not get the awareness that it deserves. When black kids get shot down every single day, nothing happens. But when he gets beat up in the alley and his plan was a little effed up because he did the MAGA hat, the bleach, it was just a little too perfect. That's a little too in line with making it seem unbelievable.
Right.
But if he would have lightened it up just a little bit, we would have rode it out with him, and we would have stuck together on that. But because he got caught up, now we're all falling
back
on him. It was too literal. It was just a little too literal. And then when you took it to the police, you messed it up that way. But they do this every single day. Every day. They stage coups every day. They start riots. They do all this every day. And when Jussie does it, it's this big, huge political thing. That boy, if he would have never said nothing to the police, none of y'all would probably even care half as much as you did anyway. The internet would have talked. Like the last caller said, they'd be getting over in a couple weeks. Now, all he has to do is come forward and say exactly what I said, and people might just ride out for him and be like, well, how come they can do it every day? I can show you these examples every day. What people in politics, Kardashians, every other ethnicity does that. But when he did that, he messed up by going a little too far, but it would have been honorable if he would have allowed that to stay where it needed to, and that didn't belong on the news. It didn't belong
so
in
the So let
those
me
areas.
Ask you this. After it's all said and done, are you still standing with Jussie Smollett?
I feel like I want to hear a little bit more, but for the most part, yeah. I mean, I'm not looking
wait
at him crazy because he didn't
wait
do nothing
a minute.
To me.
Wait a minute. You can't come and say
lied,
all of that.
Armand, he lied.
Oh.
He lied.
After you
done
said all of that.
I'm not saying that there's not people who are criminals every day who lie on their taxes. I have neighbors who lie every day, and I'm still cool with them. They're doing federal things that are lies, too. There's a lot of liars. Everybody's a liar when it comes to trying to get their own advantage. Integrity, of course, is very important, but I'm talking about this situation with him and what he did. No, it wasn't right. No, it wasn't calculated right. But when you don't have a full-fledged team riding for you to make a plan go out, then you're SOL. Now you're dealing with the police. It's on him for not getting the plan right. And I don't care what nobody say. A lot of people think that way. They're just trying to act like they don't agree with that. It wasn't
right,
no. It was a lie, yes. But his intentions were to bring awareness to something that half y'all wouldn't even ride for if you had the chance.
All right. Thank you, Carla, for that good perspective. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. We are getting to some things. We're going to take one more caller. But you go have to be able to ride in your truth. You can't just be like, I think I'm a ride for him. No, girl, you make that statement. You got to be like, I'm riding. Ain't no, you want to hear a little bit more. You don't need to hear shit when you come up here and start giving all that. You should be Team Jussie, period. Last caller, 678-2245. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Armand?
Yes, this is Armand.
Okay, good, because of the way this... Oh, God, I love you. I just
love you, too.
To you and I love you. I know that sounds really corny, but I don't really care. my sister came down from Israel, and last night was her last night, and we were listening to your show.
My sister lives in Israel right now, so I'm going to try to go
oh,
see her
does?
This year. Yeah.
Go. I voted for Montana, but she voted for Lala. But anyway, I was going to tell you a little tea, Armand. Besides,
okay.
I love you, and I think you're so cute.
Thank you.
I'm married, but you're so cute, and I'm much older than
thank you.
But I was going to tell you that I know the family. I'm acquaintances with the family because I live in Atlanta. I used to work for a talent agency. And if he is, I was listening to the lady that said that he was the North and the other lady that said he got that rope thing from the South. Well, they used to be here a lot, and the mother used to have, Janet, she used to have a baby on the hip, one in the hand. I think they have like 5 or 6 of them in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And her greatest joy was Journey. I mean, Journey could do no wrong. She wouldn't let, like when Journey would, I'm saying she can call me, my name's Sakina. She knows who I am. When Journey would come out to play with the little extras or talk to the other people, she wouldn't allow it. The little girl was nice. She was cute. The mother was very strict. And if he's a narcissist or anything like that, I can see him wanting to be bigger than what his sister probably was at that time or whatever, because their whole world was like Journey.
Okay.
And I'm saying this from somebody who watched it as I talked to these people. But that's just me. All I really wanted to say is, no, I'm not standing by him. He know he lied.
So you knew that. So you watched them as kids grow up, or what are you saying?
Yes, yes, yes. I think he was the one walking, and the one on the hip probably was the baby. I don't remember what the baby was, because I think it's more
boys. And so you're saying that the
girls.
Family cared more about the sister,
the mother. The dad was never on the sets. The dad was never on the sets. They were either in Atlanta or it was further south, because Queen Latifah used to have auditions there too back in the day when they did that Eve by You, Journey did. I don't know if you remember that old movie. You're kind of young, but
no,
I think she's around
remember.
Your age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I didn't. I don't watch Empire, but I just happened to see this story. I was like, oh my gosh, he's so cute now. I've seen him before, but I don't. You know how you don't really. I don't really follow them, but yeah. She loved Journey like crazy. I think Journey and some of the other kids were kind of like, this was my opinion, supporting sort of the family. Because we
all
were
right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm just assuming a lot of stuff that I saw there. The little girl was very nice, Journey was. And she turned into a beautiful woman. But I think if he saw anything, it was the admiration. And maybe he wants to be bigger than his sister. Or who knows what happened in that family. But the mother was very strict, and she was kind of mean. And mom, she didn't really want to answer any questions or talk to the other parents, which is her business. And they always had their own private trailer. So I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to tell you
love
you.
Thank
you
for that information.
I'm going to be buying your goods, and I love you.
Thank
you. I'll be seeing what happens on Wednesday. Bye, Armand. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too.
All right.
Wow. You know, this show, we have a lot of tipsters coming and spilling a lot of tea. They drop a lot of tea. We love that. So speaking of that, listen, if you have any tea, any exclusive information on anything, email me at thearmandwigginshow@gmail.com. Also, you can DM me any news, any tea that you would see fit. I'm also on Twitter at thearmandwiggins_show. Also, you can email me through the website, my website, thearmandwigginshow.com. We have some merchandise there. You can take a look and get your merchandise. Also, our music show every Wednesday. If you know someone that raps or sings, have them submit their music via thearmandwigginshow.com. Every Wednesday, we're listening to your music live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay? And if you guys haven't done so, excuse me, I'm talking a lot. I need you guys to subscribe right now. Right now. If you have not subscribed yet and you just got here through the recommendations, subscribe right now, please. It literally costs you nothing. We are truly the greatest show on YouTube, honestly. I just want to thank everyone that has came to listen to the show today. If you would like to advertise with us, email me at email me at thearmandwigginshow@gmail.com, okay? So until next time, my final thoughts on Jesse Smollett, I feel like he got what he wanted, okay? I feel as though he knew that it could go this far, and he was willing to endure the consequences because for some reason he was needing that taste for fame. Some think that he was doing it to stand up for the black community and the gay community and show that we don't get a lot of support when things like this happen to us in our community. And if it happens to a celebrity, a little bit more attention gets paid to it, which is true because even at the conference, I believe that one of those Chicago officers, he was really upset. He was like, I hope that other incidences like this that happen to regular people get the same amount of attention that this got with a celebrity. And that's true. I agree. I believe that to be true as well. But I do personally feel that this was a publicity stunt. And nonetheless, bad publicity is still good publicity. And I feel like he got ultimately what he wanted. He knew that there was a chance that this could be the direction it went. And he was willing to still go through with the plan. So here you go, Jesse. Let's see what happens next. All right, you guys, I'm about to wrap up. Make sure you guys like, share, most importantly, subscribe. This has been another installment. All right? I love you all. Thanks for watching. And until next time, I will see you soon. Bye.